First question, Zach Buchanan.
Hey, Zach, just how are you feeling and how much are you looking forward to being able to get back out there?
Yeah, feeling good, feeling strong. Worked on the things that we thought were giving me some trouble. Tried to clean those up, but all in all, feeling good and excited to get back.
Nick Picoro.
What were you referring to? What things did you try to clean up?
I mean, mostly it was just kind of using my legs a little bit more, cleaning up the arm stroke, from video. We just thought it was getting a little bit long, might have caused, the issue, or might have not, but just something that was a little bit different than years past. So those were probably the two things I just concentrated on the most, outside of, really getting healthy and letting it just heal itself.
Justice.
Hey, Zach, with this being your first start in about a month, are there any things in particular you're trying to check off as you kind of round back into form?
I think the biggest thing so far, just even going through the rehab process, throwing the bullpens, live AB, sim games, is going out there, feeling strong, feeling confident, and then the next day recovering well. Those off days have more so been the most important of bouncing back, feeling like I normally do. So hopefully, I just go out there and just feel strong, do what I got to do, and bounce back the next day.
Nick.
So you threw, 40, I think it was 46 pitches the other day. Who were you facing? What was that atmosphere?
That was in the AZL against the A's at their place. A little bit more controlled environment. I felt a little bit more comfortable going there, just being able to work on different pitches and different scenarios, as opposed to going somewhere like Reno and not necessarily getting the chance to have a feel for all the pitches. So, yeah, it was last Saturday, I guess it was. Just went there through three innings. Felt pretty good.
What were your results, do you recall?
I think I punched out the first seven guys. The strike zone's a little bit bigger in the AZL. I wish they would bring that strike zone up here. But, yeah, it started off pretty well. Just started, trying to do different things. Got in the stretch, simulated some runs on base, and, it was good. It was the work I think I needed.
It seems pretty quick to be coming back. How much did those results play a part in this? And how did you end up coming back so fast? We're used to seeing starters get built up a lot more.
Yeah. That would be more of a question for up top and the medical staff. But from my understanding was the MRI looked good. I think they were really happy with the MRI. And then just how I was looking in bullpens and the live ABs, all kind of within, a couple day stretch, they were saying, hey, how are you feeling? How are you recovering the day after? It seemed like I was checking all the boxes. And they said, all right, well, if you're ready, how do you feel about pitching on the 17th? And obviously I'm chomping at the bit to get back. So I said, yeah, let's do it.
So you feel fairly comfortable with this kind of quick progression in terms of your rehab? Because I feel like a lot of things, especially with UCL injuries, this team and other teams generally, they almost err kind of on the other side of things and take even longer just to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, that's how I figured it would be too. Like you said, pretty much every team is going to err on the side of caution. But talking with the medical staff, they think this is a really low risk situation. And, like I said, when I talked to you guys last about, how I feel about the medical staff, I don't think they would put me in harm's way. So I got to kind of defer to them in the terms of if I'm feeling good and I'm giving them the answers that, are truthful and they feel pretty good about them, then, let's do it.
Zach, I apologize for this question. Maybe I should remember, but we've had a lot of injuries. Did the last time we talked to you, you hadn't had that follow-up MRI yet, right?
Correct. Yeah.
What did that just looked really good. It looked the way you're feeling essentially.
Yeah. From what I understand, I think the gapping. I'm not really sure. I'm not a medical expert on what it is per se, but the gapping had gone down in the stress position that they put you in. They take an image that had decreased in size, and then vision was gone. So I think they were pretty happy with the way everything was progressing in such a period of time.
Do you almost feel like, I mean, obviously you want to get back as soon as possible. If you're going to need to get built up anyway, you might as well just get built up here. Is that kind of the way you're looking at it?
Yeah, I think that was kind of just the general consensus of, hey, if you feel fine, you feel comfortable, mentally, to do it up there, let's just do it. And, you know, for me, it's like, you know, why waste bullets, you know, going through the gamut of, you know, whatever, make it a rehab start there. It's like, just make it here, see what we can do.
Zach,
do you imagine at least maybe the next couple of times out, you'll be limited a bit in terms of pitch count?
Yeah, I would really imagine it'll probably be, they haven't given me an exact number, but judging by math, it's usually 15 pitches, I would imagine, each outing. So I'd say it'll take a few until I am at full strength. I mean, granted, I feel like I go out there and throw 120 tomorrow, but I feel like that all the time. But yeah, I imagine it'll be a few starts before they'll take the reins off.
Did you you feel like you were going 100% in that start against the A's?
Yeah, I felt like the last I'd say the first bullpen, I was kind of just taking it easy, not like didn't want to go crazy. The second bullpen started to kind of let it rip a little bit more, and then the last bullpen, the sim game. The bullpen in between the sim game and the rehab game, I was pretty much season-like intensity. I figured, you know, might as well see what really is going to happen. So let's get back to, you know, what I was doing. And I felt pretty good, recovered really well. So I was excited about that.
Last question, Buchanan.
Zach, I wouldn't put it past you to strike out the first seven batters you face tomorrow too. But obviously the jump between the AZL and the majors is about as wide as it can get. Just how do you think you'll be able to adjust to obviously, you know, you're used to this level of competition, but just you haven't faced it in a while.
Yeah. I mean, agreed. That was kind of the discussion between going to Vegas, I think is where Reno was, and pitching the AZL. You know, they kind of had inverse attributes to them. So for me, it was kind of, I felt more comfortable being able just to work on stuff. I'm such a feel guy that, you know, once I step across the lines, it doesn't matter if I'm playing in the AZL or I'm pitching here in the big leagues. Like it's the intensity is going to be, you know, very similar. It's the same game, you know, for me, bless you. But yeah, the intensity is going to be the same, same game, just try and make pitches. Doesn't matter, you know, who's up there, whether it's a, you know, 17-year-old kid in the ACL or it's, you know, one of these guys up here. So I really wasn't too worried about the competitive nature of it.
So, sorry again, Zach, last one for me. So you've had a rehab game, you had like a rehab then a sim game, or did you kind of use those phrases interchangeably?
Yeah. So I had a live AB, I guess that's a sim game. I'm not really sure. I had a live AB, then threw a bullpen, then threw three innings in a rehab game, I guess, in the AZL. You could characterize it as.
It just basically that being a game where if you need to roll the inning early or something, you can do that. But there, you got a whole complement of fielders behind you and all that, right?
What was that? I didn't hear the beginning.
The AZL game just being a game where, I mean, could you guys roll innings if you wanted to? Or is it just full kind of, you know, regular?
Yeah. They could roll innings. I think that was kind of the thought with the medical staff of, you know, I can get the amount of pitches I need. We can kind of tailor it to, you know, whatever I was feeling, you know, whether I wanted to do it, you know, an inning with some guys on base, whatever, you know, whatever it was. But yeah, I faced three guys, and second inning, I think I faced five, you know, just trying to get the pitch count up and get the pitches where they wanted them to be.
Nick.
Zach, where do you come down on the whole substances issue? Is it going to have an effect on you?
can't believe you guys took this long to ask it. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that in baseball, you know, when the commissioner's office sits down and does an interview and wants to talk about it, then, you know, then we'll have at it. We'll talk about it. But, you know, it's been a custom in practice for, I would imagine, a lot of organizations, especially the person who is running that part of the commissioner's office that's leading the countdown. He was in charge of an organization that was definitely at one point saying, hey, this is you're going to need these things to help you. But yeah, until you know, the commissioner's office comes out and actually held a press conference and they want to talk about, you know, the findings, the testings and all this stuff, then I'll come back to you guys.
So wait, sorry, just to read between the lines there, are you suggesting that it was kind of something that the Marlins suggested guys use when you were there?
You can read between the lines.
All righty, well, I'll story up next.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Digging those pine trees, Zach?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Has it cooled off a little bit?
We got some breeze today. Yesterday, day before, it wasn't very windy, so it's been pretty warm. It's been in the 90s in the afternoon. We played golf in the morning.
It's all supposed to be high 80s over the weekend, which is good.
Went down to one of the nice breweries downtown, Mother Road. Fantastic. Their Tower IPA is amazing.
Especially considering that, I guess his rehab stint, for lack of a better word, has not been as long as you guys usually go with guys like that.
I just think, you know, we talked about different scenarios, and you know, he feels good. Medical team has signed off on it and said that he's exactly where he needs to be in this process. And if anybody was able to handle that, that transition, I know that obviously it was between the AZL and the big leagues, we thought Zach could handle that job. And we're all excited about it. He's worked extremely hard to make tomorrow happen. And you know, working extremely hard with the medical team, working hard on his craft. And you know, everything that I've been reading, and sometimes I would see his bullpens over at Salt River, we all felt strongly that this was going to be the right situation for him.
Nick,
Does this bump Caleb then to Friday?
Yeah, well, I'll let you guys know that as soon as possible. We're sorting through that and having conversations about where we're going to go with this after tomorrow, right about now.
What did you take away from AY and Corbin Martin last night?
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought they both had some good and bad moments. I think there were some misses, fastball misses, straight misses by AY. We knew that he was going to get to a certain pitch count and we were going to maneuver into the bullpen. I certainly would have liked to have gotten him that extra inning to potentially get the win, but he did his job. And, you know, I think there was a mistake that was hit for a home run. We definitely didn't want to land the ball there. And he did that a few times. But he made pitches, and I thought his changeup was a pitch that he could go to and get some swing and miss or get some easy contact. Martin, I felt like was a little bit inconsistent with his command and was falling behind in certain counts, but had enough stuff and found a way to make the right pitch at the right time to get out of some jams. I know he gave a couple of scratch runs, but his last inning for me was his best. He was on the attack and landing all the pitches and in the zone. And you know, that's what he's capable of. So hopefully he'll continue to build off of that.
Evan Thompson.
Torrey, obviously Humberto feels worse about last night than anybody. How's he doing today with everything?
Good. I know that he is he's resilient, and you know, we've all walked through situations like that one way or another in this game that you know, the outcome didn't go our way. We've got to find a way the next day to be ready to go out there and execute at the highest level and get the biggest out you can possibly get. So he'll be fine. He's learning on the job, and that was you know a tough scenario that we put him in, but we felt like he could. He was equipped to handle that. He made a mistake to the first batter, made mistakes to the first batter, and then you know, made a down and in mistake to a down and in hitter and you know, paid for it. But he'll learn from this.
Zach?
Sorry, just to dig in on Gallen a little more. Mm-hmm. Well, I know he's an exceptional pitcher, so evaluating the same as every other guy is maybe doesn't make a lot of sense. But just what was it about him that, you know, you guys felt that both from just kind of a rehab caution standpoint and also just from, you know, a competitive environment standpoint, you know, going from facing AZL hitters back to the big leagues, like it's a pretty big jump in terms of intensity that what made you guys feel that he was ready for both of those things?
Well, Nick threw it at me yesterday and then I started thinking about it. So it's Nick's call for Christ's sakes.
You guys got him out there pretty fast.
Yeah. To be honest with you, you know, you guys followed the game, think about it. You guys were on that, thinking about it as we were. We never really finalized anything because we were concerned about a couple of things, but we saw the intensity. Well, I was reading about the intensity of his outings and the production that was coming out of him. And we felt like he was already going to be in a very intense environment because he's that type of guy that can challenge himself and simulate that type of live action no matter where he's pitching. And we thought it would be a good opportunity for him to take the mound here and see where he's at, and knowing that he feels well and he's been just been checked off by the medical team. He's not going to put himself in harm's way. That was the most important thing for me. And once we discovered that that wasn't going to be an option, we felt like this would be a good next step for him.
Torrey, obviously you guys need pitching help bad, just, you know, going through all the TBAs you've had to go through. If your rotation was in a more stable place, do you think you guys would have slow played it a little more with Zach?
Yeah, I think if you can't project exactly what's going to be happening or what's going to, I'm sorry, you can't really project what could possibly be happening outside of the norm or outside of reality. But yeah, I'd like to think that if things were a little bit different, we might have had a different conversation. But it's Zach Gallen, and you know, he's our ace, he's our guy. And when you're talking about bringing him back, he would come back in any environment, any time, no matter who was here. And I'm excited about that opportunity for him.
Maria.
Hello, Torrey. I'm looking for information about Keuri Mella. Does it start?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited that he's joined our ball club. And he has worked hard to get back to the big league level. He spent a lot of time with us last year and pitched effectively. And we knew that he was throwing the ball really well in AAA, and we needed, you know, somebody to come up and fill a void left by Taylor Clark. And we liked what we saw from him last year and what we remembered, and he made some improvements from spring training on. And he attacks hitters. He's got real good stuff, and the velocity is showing up again. And he's going to get some opportunities to go out and get some big outs for us.
Nick?
Yeah, I guess we didn't really get a chance to talk to you about Taylor Clark's issue. When did that pop up? How serious do you guys feel like it is?
Yeah. Did you guys get the official diagnosis?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that popped up on us, and you know, once again, he felt a little discomfort and spoke to the medical team, and you know, we had to put him on the DL, and it's been, I'm sure, a little frustrating time for him because he's been throwing the ball extremely well, but he's on the mend, and I don't know what the time frame is. I don't know much about that muscle, that area. I just know that you know, we're all encouraged by where it is and how we caught it. So hopefully it's a quick turnaround, but we can't guarantee a time frame here. We just got to get him on the table, continue to evaluate him, get him asymptomatic, and get him out and throwing again. And we're going to miss him, but it's going to be an opportunity for somebody like Mann to step in to a new role, or Castellanos to step into a new role, or anybody else in the bullpen to step into a new role.
All right, everybody. We'll see you after the game.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.